Once again, here's the host of Positive Living, Patricia Raskin, on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on TalkZone.com. This is a specially pre-recorded program for you. You won't be calling in, but it will be on the website, and that will be on, I believe it's January 19th. I think I'm giving you that right date, but if I'm not, I'll certainly hear. And yes, that is correct, and it will be on the site January 19th, and this is a wonderful program for you. Remember, folks, Positive Living is all about turning your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. It's about getting the support you need and making your dreams come true. I've had the distinct honor and pleasure over 25 years of interviewing the best of the best in wellness and health and spirituality and relationships and success and anything that helps to improve the quality of our lives. And I really believe in this. I know it can happen. And now, really what used to be called New Age and holistic and sort of out there is now right here mainstream. And I have a guest who's really making that happen. My guest is Malika Chopra, and she is the co-founder with former Yahoo executive Sal Taylor Kidd of a new website. It's a new network called Intent.com. It's a premier wellness site and social network that features the best of web content, blogs, and a supportive online community for personal, social, and global wellness. Malika Chopra is a media entrepreneur and author of two books, 100 Promises to My Baby and 100 Questions for My Child. She's the creator of Intent Blog and My Potential, and she serves as president for Chopra Media, and she's a member of the board of directors of Virgin Comics and Animation. Malika's experience also includes launching MTV in India and Michael Jackson's Heal the World Foundation and Go Networks. Welcome back, Malika.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about some of your work. You are the author of two books, which 100 Promises to My Baby and 100 Questions for My Child. What were your goals in those books?
Well, you know, again, I think this power of intention has been something that I grew up with. So when I got pregnant with my first daughter, one of the things that really stayed with me was, how did I want to serve as a mother? And so I started writing a journal and articulating basically promises to my children or my intentions to my daughters about how I wanted to serve as a mother. So the first book really was inspired by my pregnancy, but also thinking about how did I want to be as a mom, like, you know, and what were those commitments and those sacred covenants I was making to myself and to her about serving that way. So that was the first book. And then the second book, which is 100 Questions from My Child, was again inspired by my daughters. And again, when my elder daughter was about 3 years old and started asking really deep and simple questions, but questions that required so much care in answering. So, you know, what happens to us after we die? The first question that actually inspired the book was when she asked me at 3 years old after the London bombings, "Mommy, what's a bomb?" And I remember that moment that as parents, the way that not only the words, but the way in which we answer our children's questions shapes their worldview, their kind of sense of security and love and empathy. And so that book is really full of fun, lighthearted questions and deeper questions. And really thinking about parenting.
You know, what I'm hearing from you, what I'm hearing you say is that it's really important at a very young age to start teaching our children. Of course, we're role models, whether we like it or not, because they're watching what we're doing. But it's important in our way to start teaching those values very young.
I think very young, and again, for me, it really started when I was pregnant, to really think about not just even teaching them, but where was I coming from as a parent? So, again, that idea of intent and, you know, how do we start planting those seeds, those promises, et cetera, to really you know, serve in the way that we want to serve.
Okay. All right. Now, the name of this website is Intent. Talk about the power of intent.
Yes, I grew up always being taught that, you know, the way to achieve anything in your life is to first have the intention to really articulate, this is what I want to be. And then from there to actually be detached from the outcome, but by planting that seed, just like we plant the seed for a beautiful flower, We plant the seed, and then we let it take its time. We water it, and then we watch it bloom into a beautiful flower. But, you know, we know that the seed has the potential for that beautiful flower. So
that's an easy concept to talk about, Malika, and it's a difficult concept to apply. Because when we put our intent in something and we want something, many times it's hard to detach it because we really want it, so we're thinking about it and trying to push it ahead.
Absolutely. So, and I think one of the keys to spirituality is that, you know, we do also have to believe that there is the power of our own consciousness to manifest realities. But it's very hard, you know, and so I think one of our goals, at least on the website, is to say, okay, let's help people plant their intentions. So, you know, you can state your intention. But then part of achieving that intention is feeling like you're supported, is feeling like you're connected, is also feeling like other people have similar intentions, and then working as a community together to realize them. So that was why I've grown up in this world, but I'm very practical as well. And it's interesting as we see people putting their intentions on our site. You know, you can put any intent you want. So we definitely have many practical intentions, like I want to lose 10 pounds or I want to run a marathon. But we also have most of the intents, I would say, are finding love in my life, connecting with others, giving back to society.
Those are the intrinsic things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Malika, what would you say is the greatest lesson that your father, Deepak Chopra, taught you?
That's a hard question. My father ultimately taught us to really have a belief in ourselves and the power that we had to create anything. So again, intent was a very powerful force in my life growing up, and is kind of manifested in what I'm doing now. But really also, most importantly, is empowering us to, one, believe we can achieve anything we want, but also giving us a connection and, you know, through meditating very early on in life, a connection to something that's much bigger than ourselves, so it's the spirit. And I think that connection also has made us feel more connected to society, more connected to the planet,
yes,
connected to other people.
Malika, what would you like to leave our listeners with today? If they get one thing out of this program on this wonderful new website, intent.com, which is a premier wellness site and social network, and about your work, what's your message?
My intent really is to hear my stories and hear other people's stories, and a belief that we can really grow together, and we can empower each other and support each other, and find meaning and purpose and love together. That would be my goal.
Okay. And if people want to learn more, tell us about that.
All they need to do is come to www.intent.com. Again, you can find me there as well if you register and add me as a friend. They can blog there, they can connect with others and share their intentions. So hopefully it's quite simple.
Okay, and again, it's intent.com. And you have many areas that you focus on, including health, relationships, success, balance, causes, planet, and spirit. And you also have podcasts, right? There are some radio programs.
Yes, we actually are hosting my father's Sirius satellite radio show on Intent, so you can... after he broadcasts it on Sirius, it's available online on our site. And then we're also now hosting, I'm doing regular podcasts. My brother did the one with Danny Boyle, and we'll be doing more. And then we're hosting many other authors now who, you know, whether they have their shows or podcasts, et cetera. So that's a whole area that's growing quite rapidly.
Okay. All right. Intent.com. Malika, I want to thank you so much for being on the program. It's been really an honor and pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Stay on the line. My guest today has been Malika Chopra. She is the co-founder of Intent.com, a premier wellness site and social network that features the best of web content, blogs, and a supportive online community for personal, social, and global wellness. And this is co-founded by her and former Yahoo executive, Sal Taylor Kidd. And this website aims to be the most trusted and comprehensive wellness destination for capturing and supporting people's intentions and helping them to reach their goals. So do log on to intent.com and create an account and sign in, and you certainly can communicate and write and chat back and forth and create a wonderful and powerful social network. Always just want to say, folks, as I always do at the end of the show, write to me, Patricia, at patriciaraskin.com. I'd love to hear from you, or Patricia at raskinresources.com. I have a video on my site which explains my work. I have 3 radio programs, soon to have several more. I have wonderful blogs and a newsletter, and I'm very excited about the growth and expansion of this work. As the network changes and as our consciousness changes, my work is also changing and growing, and that's just thrilling after 25 years of doing this and just meeting amazing people. As I close the program, as I say at the end of each show, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. And, you know, as you help me make my dream come true, which you do here by listening each week to these amazing people, I'm helping you make your dream come true by bringing you these amazing people. So until next time, for Positive Living, we're here on TalkZone.com. I'm Patricia Raskin. Have a great Monday and a great week.